Hardy, guys, thank you. Down here with Carter Capps. Carter, you got yourself into a bit of a bind there in the top of the eighth inning. What's it take mentally and physically on the mound? You put the leadoff man on, the tying run on second base.
I threw a pretty good slider, I felt like, to Paulson, and he went down there and got it, kind of in his happy zone there, and got a double right out the gate. It's not what you want to start with, but I was just kind of trying to calm myself down and control my breathing and just think about getting one out at a time and just trying to make some good pitches down in the zone, see if I get a strikeout.
You've quickly adapted into the role as the eighth inning man on this team. How have you adapted into that role? How comfortable are you in a close game situation on the mound for this team?
I closed a lot coming up through the minors and pitched some important innings down there. And up here, it's definitely a lot faster game, but I really tried to work on slowing my heart rate down and just relaxing and knowing that JT's going to block whatever I throw down there. And he's always calling good pitches and good counts. So as long as I can stay ahead and get some strikes, I'll be in a good situation.
I know you're a little ways away out there in the bullpen, but how about the job that Jose Ureña did for this ball club tonight?
Oh, he did amazing. His last start against these guys before this one was unbelievable as well. So he's just coming into his own, and he's been pitching well. His slider looks awesome, and he's always had that good fastball and keeps it down in the zone and gets quick outs. Like I think he ended up with like 80, 85 pitches tonight, and he did a great job. And just proud of him because I got to see him down there in AAA a little bit. And he's definitely a hard worker, so very exciting.
Carter, thanks for the time. Congratulations. Let's go get a series victory tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
Marlins winners 5-1 tonight. Let's go back upstairs.